Being peace, that's most easy. Experiencing this moment as is. Being peace, most difficult. Experiencing this moment as is. Experiencing. Experiencing is. Experiencing. Experiencing is allowing and noticing this arising passing of all sorts of physical, mental states, emotions, thoughts, feelings, hot being hot. Cold, being cold, which is shivering, putting on a layer of clothes if we can. Being achy and stretching and, depending upon what is helpful, seeing what's doable right now as is. Joyful, being joyful. Tense and racing thoughts, tense and racing thoughts. What's skillful? Breathing in, breathing out, breathing. Formal zazen and daily life. We are just this ongoing changing, this cause-effect moment. If I say cause-effect moment, myriad realms, this non-self moment. And our opportunity is responding as and when we can, as and is appropriate and skillful, and also, unfortunately, as is inappropriate and unskillful, because we are this moment and we are subject as this moment to cause and effect that arises as various forms of reality, of emptiness, of body, of mind, of emotions, of thoughts, of beliefs, of reactions. And this is what Joko is elucidating and pointing to in speaking about core belief and speaking about strategies as attempting to help us notice what's arising and where we're caught clinging to believing and the consequences of that. There are no such things. There are no such things, and there's no need to go looking for such things. And yet, in the process of life, of arising, passing life, whether in the midst of our daily activities or in the midst of sitting upright, still in the zendo or at home, we are subject, are part of all sorts of liking, disliking reactions. And liking and disliking are mild ways of saying things that can be terrifying, terrible, obnoxious, or wonderful and joyous and transcendent. We discover that we are holding in all sorts of physical and mental ways, clutching and entangled in all sorts of winds, all sorts of clouds, all sorts of blowing through this life sky that we are. And some of these even seem to exhibit patterns such that it is useful and helpful in becoming aware of the patterns, to notice them, whether we call them core beliefs, strategy, personalities, whatever we call them. Because in noticing them, we can see for a moment the caught upness and the believing of them. We can note the holding to them and reacting out of them, often blindly, which can result, unfortunately, in suffering, harm, and in noticing them, in becoming aware of what arises right now, what we are holding. This is our opportunity of releasing, experiencing. Sometimes, seemingly, noticing, releasing over and over, hundreds and thousands of times, even millions of times, we could say, doesn't matter. No choice, no problem. This moment is the opportunity of this vast sky that is our life. I can say fancy words. This moment is the emptiness of forms, the forms of emptiness that manifest as our life. And yet, this moment is the opportunity of forgetting self, of this myriad circumstance as is right now, awakening as our life universe. And say, as Dogen says, over and over endlessly this awakening, because cause effect results in all sorts of arising passing, all sorts of endless, you can say, arising passing. Doesn't fit our projections, ideas of how and what, and yet this is our ongoing practice, ongoing life opportunity, just this moment, just this moment. And all sorts of wonderful supports, whether formal zazen, as we're doing this morning, daily zazen, daily practice throughout the day, sessions, as we just did in July and as we'll do at the end of August, beginning of September, 5-day session. Wonderful opportunity. And all the different forms that support us to be this peace, this joy of the moment. Be this peace even in the midst of arising passing of what doesn't feel comfortable, what feels terrible, what feels obnoxious, whether it's because of our reactive thoughts, emotions, physical sensing, and yet this ongoing changing is our life and is our life opportunity. And whatever support that is skillful, that doesn't further entangle, but rather enables us to do and be this moment, is ours to take care of, and ours to enlist, and ours to make good use of. This is experiencing. This is ongoing practice. This is, whether we call it formal zazen every day, whether we call it informal zazen, informal so to speak, zazening of our whole life, formal, informal, useless words, but sometimes they help point us in the direction. So please, be this life that you are. Be this compassionate functioning that you are. Then you can take care of what the universe offers. You can use the supports that nurture you and nurture the universe and nurtures all the beings that you encounter. Thank you.